So, Alika, if you can join me, if you'll hit you're there. Good. Thank you. Thank you. So, Alika, join us from Oklahoma, and I really appreciate you coming back on the call because we had some problems last time, so I apologize for that. But I really appreciate you coming on the call and having an opportunity to interview you, and you just kind of share your story. Can you tell me a little bit about where you were previously before we started working together? How was your health?
Oh, by the time I contacted you, I was rock bottom. I could barely put one foot in front of the other, could barely function through a day, and had been that way for some 25 years. Life was not good.
Yeah, and thing that you had shared with me is, I always use a scale on some of these things, on pain and on sleep and energy. And so from 0 to 5, 5 being the best, your energy, you said, was a 1, and yet you're a massage therapist. You're, got a very demanding job, and your energy was very, very low. Tell me about that.
I learned early on in with my tiredness and my inability to sleep properly and all that, I'd have to prioritize and really stay focused just to do the necessary things. And the fibro fog was, to me, the worst part of it, because you really didn't know what was going on around. You just knew it wasn't right. And I was trying to still work a couple of days a week, and because at the time, while I was working, I was more functional actually doing a massage on someone than I was any other part of my day. And whether it was the interchange of energy or the fact that I was outside of my own problems and dealing with someone else's, more than likely is what gave me the strength to continue to do that, because it definitely was not of my own power, because I had none.
Well, tell me, what was a typical day like for you? Tell me, typically, you first thing in the morning, what was a typical day when you were so low?
Well, one thing, when I did wake up, I just definitely did not want to move, because moving was painful, but I had reached a point where sleeping was painful too. Early on, when I first realized I had fibromyalgia, I could sleep for days without a problem. Other than I didn't, feel good when I got up, but at least I could sleep. But as the disease waxed and waned and went through the years, I eventually got to where that when I slept, I would wake up hurting worse than I did when I would go to bed. And so consequently, I would be awake and yet not wanting to get up, because I was hurting all over, and moving hurt, and not moving hurt worse, seemed like, and just the energy to be motivated to get up and accomplish anything. I live on a farm. We run about 200 head of mama cows, have horses and other animals, and just to get up and go see the animals on many days was just out of the question. I was no help to my husband at all in doing those things, and it was just a struggle to keep the house where you could stand it and provide a meal once or twice a day for the family. It was tough. I was really, really depressed, and more so as time went on, because there didn't seem to be an end to it. And as a physical therapist working with a chiropractor, I had chosen early on to do the homeopathic route, and even though I had made some relatively good choices as to not using drugs for my pain or to help me sleep and that kind of thing, I still was not managing my symptoms to where you could call them managed. that's why when I found Dr. Murphy on Facebook and it popped up, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, yeah, I've been sick and tired of being sick and tired for 20-some-odd years, you know.
Yeah.
I followed the link and was thrilled to see, wow, somebody's on the same page here, you know, to some of the things that I actually had come to believe as far as fibromyalgia was concerned, and yet I was clueless about what to do next because I had tried everything there is to try. And maybe for just not long enough, I tried to do everything for at least 90 days if I was able to. Some things made me so sick that I didn't try them but a day or two. But I was so grateful to find someone that cared and someone that could coach me in the right direction to go because I had exhausted all my resources.
Yeah, you were pretty, pretty low. And one of the things that was really interesting is so they had you on a very low dose of T3, so thyroid medication, but you had all the symptoms of low thyroid, among other things, but you had that. And so when we did your testing, we found out that you actually had an elevated reverse T3. And so your thyroid really was not working very well. And once we got you on the thyroid, and then of course getting you to sleep because your sleep was pretty bad. Once we got that figured out, you've just done great, and you've done so well. And so tell me now, because now you're out. You sent me an email not too long ago that you've been out riding out in the mountains, and you're riding your horses again. And there was a period of time you wouldn't even go out and, you know, even interact with them because you felt so, I guess you felt guilty and you felt bad about that, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I have a 4-year-old granddaughter that has been wanting to learn to ride since she was born almost. And to be able to go saddle a horse and put her up there with me and know that my body is going to cooperate in the event the horse does spook or shy, you know, that when, you know, my natural reflexes are getting back to working again, which before, you know, he could be 3 jumps gone before, you know, I'd be on the ground not knowing which way he went because the body did not function in a way that, you know, that I could even try to ride. And it was something that was very much a part of my life, all my life. And to be given that back, you know, and to be able to share it with this child is extremely exciting. But, yes, we've been camping. We've been building fence, which wasn't on my bucket list, but as necessary farm chores. But I'm just so grateful that I can be a participant in what goes on the ranch now instead of the couch potato that just grumbles because somebody shows up hungry.
Yeah, and the amazing thing, too, is you've undergone 2 surgeries since we started working together. So isn't that correct, a knee surgery, I think, in the very beginning?
Yes,
isn't that right?
A total knee replacement, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And then you've had the shoulder injury. You've had working on your shoulder. But in spite of that, you've worked so hard. I mean, you did the diet. You lost quite a bit of weight on the anti-inflammatory diet. How much weight did you lose, Alika?
About 63 pounds.
Oh, wow. And you've kept that off for, which is, of course, what's important is to get healthy and then stay healthy. That's what it's all about. Well, so what in the past, I know doctors kind of told you that some of them actually, I think you shared with me, said that it was kind of all in your head. And you really kind of give it, you had kind of given up on doctors, I think, hadn't you?
Oh, pretty much. I even did a trip to Scott and White and had a total evaluation. Of course, that's been 30 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And virtually was told, you know, whatever it is, you're just going to have to live with it because we really can't find anything wrong with you.
Right.
Of course, I did a sleep study immediately after that said I had all this interrupted REM sleep. And fortunately, I had a good psychologist tell me that, hey, it's not all in your head. You can do this.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
But then, of course, they were wanting to put me on all kinds of drugs to make me sleep and what have you. And I tried two or three, and the symptoms were worse than what I was trying to fix at that point.
Right.
So I was also, during those years, taking care of my grandfather's sister, who was in her 90s at the time, had her living in my home. And when you can't keep up with the old folks, it's really a downer. But I did figure out, as she went the medical route for some of her ailments, I did see that sometimes they can definitely make you worse. You know, there are worse things than...
Right.
And so I did pretty much swear off the doctors, and the dear aunt made it to 4 months shy of her 100th birthday with homeopathic intervention, and so I'm pretty well sold on, you know, not going the medical route unless it's definitely warranted, which my knee replacement has been a godsend in that it was successful.
Well.
And it is very functional, and I'm pleased that I had that done. Not that I'm going to go have the other one done because it doesn't need it, but.
Good. Yeah. Well, so tell me, what would you share with those listeners tonight or those that may listen to the replay, just given where you were, what you went through working with me in a Get Healthy program, what would you share with them about your experience?
I just wish I had found Dr. Murphy 25 years ago, but I am so very grateful I have found him now. So if you're having doubts as to what to do, which way to go, it is definitely, I could only wholeheartedly encourage ones to call Dr. Murphy's office. If he can't help you, he will tell you so. And if he thinks he can, he's the best life coach I've had as far as the encouragement and the good advice, the practicality of his approach. And I tell everybody I meet, you know, when they say, "What are you doing?" I say, "Well, I found this great chiropractic doctor that is really on his game, and he's coached me through my weight loss, and I'm just feeling like a human again. Thank you very much for asking."
Well, you're such a wonderful person, and I was so excited to see you back out and enjoying the ranch and farm, and I know your horses miss you, and I'm sure your granddaughter's thrilled to be able to have the opportunity to spend that time with you, learning how to ride. That's just wonderful to hear that. And so I want to wish you Merry Christmas. I know we'll be talking soon, but I want to wish you Merry Christmas and look forward to talking to you soon.
Well, thank you very much. I'll get on that book with that appointment.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.